ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
As a citizen of Nigeria, as one who is obligated to vote in the coming election, how much influence does political endorsement have on you? How much influence does it have on your decision to vote in any candidate at all? It's another election year again. We're counting down to the 2023 general elections, and the backing of candidates remains an enthralling feature in the electioneering process, with several publicity stunts by some groups claiming to represent the interest of the masses through publicly displaying their support for a political office seeker. Now, the intention is actually to make people believe that the person being endorsed is the right candidate, and as such has the support of the endorsers. And the more the endorsements, it seems the greater the chances of winning. But one would wonder if these endorsements were truly a determinant to the outcome of the elections overall. And that's why I'm asking this hour, how much influence does political endorsements have on citizens' decision to vote in any candidate? Endorsements from whenever, even the churches, from churches, celebrities, leaders, past and present, public figures, influencers, you name it, anyone that commands some level of followership or respect. Are you one of those persons that are patiently waiting for maybe your general overseer to come on Sunday on the pulpit and say, oh, as the spiritual leader of this church, I am openly supporting XYZ candidates, and I believe that this person is the will of God, and if you are serving, or if you fellowship, or if you are one of my followers who believes so much in the anointing of God upon my life, you should also do same. Support this person openly. Or you're waiting for your favorite celebrity, that one you call your role model or your woman crush, to come out and say, oh, this is the person and I am openly endorsing. And you say, oh, if this person is backing this person, it only means that, it should be a good choice. I am pulling my weight. Or your political icon, as it were, comes up to say, this is the person I'm pulling my... Anybody that you believe so much. Or maybe it's not a public figure. Maybe it's just someone within your circle that you respect so much, and you feel this person knows a lot. And for this person to declare, or, you know, you guys are having a conversation, and this person comes out to say, I think I want to support XYZ candidate or XYZ party. Does that kind of influence you to take a decision to voting that particular candidate? Or endorsements mean nothing to you? You tell us. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. That's the smart number to call. So if you want to get through to us in the studio and be part of the conversation, do not hesitate to call 070-0923-0923. Do be reminded that there's a call screener on standby waiting to take your calls. And the first voice you would hear would not be Denise Dennis' voice, okay? You just have to comply. And then before you know it, you'll be connected to me in the studio. We're live on Twitter, by the way. Twitter handle at Nigeria Info PH. And our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3. PH. You can also send a WhatsApp message. WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. I want to speak with Jerry from Ozuoba. Hi, Jerry. Good afternoon. Happy New Year, and welcome to The Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dennis Wall. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening to your conversation over time, and I'm really happy with what you have said, with your opinion. You have come on so far. Well, my own candidate is very, very peculiar to me, who I'm going to press my thumb for come February 11 and March 11. But it's not... Can you hear me?
Jerry, I can hear you loud and clear. Just go ahead.
Yes. So, but my own opinion is not dependent on who or my role model or my priest or anybody. It's just dependent on me, the candidate I know that can... bring the dividends of democracy to the people, which I am part of, and the candidates that will surely bring infrastructural development in my own little community where I am.
Okay.
Because if I'm waiting for my priest, my governor, my role model, they may as well endorse someone who is not even inclined to the job they are want that they want to do. You understand? And perhaps they may even try to vote for party, not the person.
Not the person, okay.
Yeah, so we're trying to vote the person, not the party, because the party, it may try to bring people or few candidates who are not capable of doing the job. But when you vote the person, irrespective of the party the person comes from, then you're sure to receive the dividends of democracy to you and to all and sundry. So, in my own little opinion, I would suggest to every Nigerian, get your PVC and use it wisely come February 11th and March 11th. Because that will surely guarantee our future for the next 4 years and 8 years to come.
All right.
I wouldn't say the present administration has done bad. The little they have done. But it is nothing.
All right.
It is nothing.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry.
The next 4 years may spell doom for us.
I would react to what you have said. You see this party versus candidate. We'll come back to it. But let me hear from I am Braid from Borikri. Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. For me, I don't think I should go by my role model or my pastor. And let me made this clear. There is no anybody place in the ballot. At the ballot, you only see political parties logo. And for me, what stands out for me is my PVC. With my PVC, I can vote for whichever candidate of my choice. As I am, I can take decisions for myself. So I don't think whether a man or a bishop or a pope or a celebrity can dictate for me. For me, whichever political party I feel like using my PVC for, come February 11th and March, I will use it and do the needful. So my appeal is that people should vote via their conscience. Every human being has a conscience, so you should do it the way it pleases you. Don't do it to please anybody. Please yourself. Thank you, and God bless you, Denise. Denise, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, I am Braid. Hi, Ima. Oh, dear. So sorry, Ima. Please do well to call back. Once again, 070-0923-0923, and the WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Remember, to be audible, turn down the volume of your radio set. A call screener is on standby to receive your calls first, before you will be connected to me in the studio. You can also join the conversation live on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at NigeriaInfoPH, and then the Facebook page is NigeriaInfo92.3PH. Feel free to drop your comments there. I will definitely read them in course of the conversation. I see some of your WhatsApp messages already. I may as well go ahead and read as many of them as possible. A message reads, some political leaders endorse candidates for selfish reasons. At my adult age, At my age as adult, nobody will tell me who to vote for. Patrick, send that in. This one says, Didi, good morning. For me, political endorsements mean nothing to me if it's coming from a human being like me, because I believe I have the qualities to evaluate a candidate by myself and not depend on any endorsement coming from anyone. But if the endorsement is from God, the Almighty, then I can take it seriously, Dave. Dave, how do you, how are you searching? How do you determine an endorsement that is from God? If you can help us, Dave. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon, Adidi. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Muriel from Okrika.
Welcome, Muriel. Go ahead.
Thank you. Lady B, I cannot depend on anybody's endorsement to make my choice.
Okay.
When the candidates come up, when they make their intentions, I look at them, their credentials, their credibility, how they've lived, those that have held political parties before, how they handled it, all the allegations on them. I looked at all this, and then I make my choice. Because when I look at my children, I am the one that is supposed to make the decision of my children. Especially not saving from a politician that has held public offices, a governor or a senator, or one person will come and tell me to vote for this. That person, that governor that has amassed wealth for his fourth or fifth generation, that whatever happens in the country will not affect his children. In fact, the scarcity of where we're experiencing, they can even afford to build police stations for their private use and load it for themselves. So those are the persons that I wish to come and endorse somebody for me, if possible. I look at my children, I look at my future, and I make my choice. That's it for me.
All right,
thank
Muriel.
You, Lady P.
Thank you. Thank you, Muriel. Let's hear from the next caller. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome.
Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
You can't take endorsements away from we the people. When it comes to politics, when it comes to products, mention it. Today, as we are talking, there are a lot of companies, communication, beverages, alcohol, mention it. They ask an endorsement deal with one superstar or the other. What do you think they're doing that for? If we claim the way endorsement does not matter anything, why are those companies spending that amount of money to have a deal with such a person to come and be their brand ambassador? Endorsement goes a long way. Endorsement is an integrity test. Endorsement proof.
Well, hold up. You say endorsement is an integrity test. Now, I would not sit here and agree or disagree with you, but how many of these people who endorse are credible or have integrity, as it were? I give you a practical example, and this will lead me to my next conversation, or the conversation for the final hour. Let's look at a particular celebrity now who's been, you know, raising dust on social media. And a lot of people have said something about his character and all of that. He's repulsive. He's this, he's that. And then I go and pitch my tent with this particular celebrity, as it were, because I feel he has influence and has followers. And I feel like he's going to give me some integrity test. Do you think my product will still sell?
You know, that is something of this product. Or you saw the image of this particular superstar there. You don't see his character. It is his person you see there. It is his image you see there.
So
it is his smile.
It is his
music.
You
wear their tools. You understand? Why they love the person's music? It's a soul thing. It's a soul part. There is this thing they do. See, even in our communities, they are certain information that we fly. They will ask you, is this that so-so person that told you this? Why did they say so? Because they know that minister, or especially the headmaster, now headmaster talk them, because headmasters, they listen to radio. They look, they read newspaper. They are informed. Before students look at the credibility of the old of the headmaster in the school.
Okay.
The truth is this. Endorsement goes a long way.
So, Mrs. Iyer, what you're simply saying is that you are patiently waiting for as many people that will endorse a particular candidate for you to decide on whether or not to vote in that candidate.
My case is different.
Your case is different. What's making your case different?
Like for me now, I don't care if my candidate will win or will not win.
Okay.
All I am looking for, I have done what my conscience told me. I thought it is. Don't be surprised. Even my candidate that I want to vote for is not among the first three political parties. That
interesting.
Is not there. I'm telling you the truth. But just that I did, I voted for it because I believe. And I've read it, he's educated enough, he's competent to the economical issues enough. That is why I voted for him. I'm not the bandwagon thing.
All right. Not a bandwagon thing. Mr. Okonkwo from Rumokuta, let's hear from you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brother Okonkwo.
Yeah, the endorsement is a sign of complete trust.
Complete trust. So Mr. Zion said integrity test, you are saying complete trust. All right, go ahead.
In terms of character.
Okay.
In terms of obedience. Mm. In terms of humbleness.
Humility.
And
okay.
In terms of sincerity.
Mm.
So I personally, this first endorsement is the one that I have concurred to. Two, my family will vote so that the present suffering that we pass through now, as we go to the market to buy things, so that the suffering will not continue. I will vote, and my family will vote, so that we will be able to buy fuel at lesser price, and put in our generator, and put in our tank. As I'm talking to you now, my cars are parked in the yard because there's no fuel. We will vote by God's special grace for Labour Party and PTOB. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you, Mr. Okonkwo. Okay, let's travel down memory lane, shall we? Just for a few minutes. Prior to the 2015 general election, if you remember vividly, the incumbent president then, I'm talking about Goodluck Jonathan, had several endorsements against his counterpart in APC, the current president of Nigeria. I'm talking about General Muhammad Buhari. But the outcome of the election didn't favor Jonathan, despite the endorsements from various groups. You know, Jonathan's endorsement was somewhat released like what I like to call a torrential rain with several groups. I'm talking several groups and individuals who lent their support to his candidacy, insisting that he was the best man for the job and should be allowed to continue. Now, the deluge of support started with an endorsement by his party. That's the PDP. Then it displaced other aspirants in the party, no doubt being like, maybe because he was a sitting president, it influenced the party's decision to solely give him the ticket. Then there was an endorsement by National Association of Nigerian Students, Yoruba Socio-Political Group, Feniferi, Women and Youth Organizations, professional organizations, Nigerian welfare associations in diaspora, all PDP governors, Nollywood as it were. But then he failed to win that particular election. With all the endorsements, jingles, I'm talking airplay on radio, television, you know, billboards, you name it. What happened? If this thing actually does work, let's break it down. If it actually has so much influence, why then did the outcome not favor him? Yeah, they didn't win, so it didn't favor him. And that's why we would ask this question again. If endorsements were truly a determinant of the outcome of the elections, or will it be a determinant of the outcome of this year's election? How much influence does political endorsements have on citizens' decision to voting any candidates? Let's hear from Daniel. Hi, Daniel. So sorry, Daniel, you will have to call back. Now, back to Dave's message. You know, I had asked Dave how he is certain that endorsement is from God. And Dave replies, I will pray and get answers through vision or dream or any sign I designate for the purpose. Dave, you will pray. Okay. You know that thing we used to say, voice populi voice day, and the voice of the people is the voice of God? You know, sometimes the people can be misleading. I'm just saying. I think James called back. Hi, James. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
This time around, what I want to say is, if we are not after any role model or any bishop to tell us who to decide upon when it comes to election, I want to say that we are following the credibility of that candidate and following also the antecedents of that candidate, what he has done when he was in power. So if we see that the person has done well, there is need for us to support him. But if we are waiting for anything to come and tell us who to vote for, no, for now we will not accept that. That is my own opinion.
Okay. Endorsements not necessarily telling you vote for who to vote for. I would rather see it as some level of approval. And I don't think anybody forces endorsements on anyone. Say, because I support this person, you must. It's more like a declaration that see me all, and for everyone or to whom it may concern, this is who. I mean that's how it's supposed to be. Or is it supposed to be forced?
Before they declare that, we should know what the person have done.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much, James. Nigeria, turn off your radio set, please. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon to you. Go ahead.
Michael, Dennis.
Michael, welcome.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Endorsement is important when it comes to political activities or contesting. Mm. However, at this point where Nigeria is, I do not see endorsement to be a priority or anything too paramount to be realistic for us to vote for anybody. We have to look at what has happened in this country. Who is available to rescue us is what we are looking at. If we follow political history in Nigeria, endorsement has been going on by selfish interest. This person coming out to say, oh, this is my candidate, because of what he wants to benefit, how he wants to control anything. He goes ahead to endorse anybody. So at this point, we are not waiting for anybody to endorse anybody for us. We know whoever is there or who is out to help us, and we are voting for the person. As for me, I'm voting for Labour Party because the candidate has shown me prospects. Good prospect about this future. I'm thinking about my family, my children, more than anything today. So anybody who is not giving me the future, I am not voting for the person.
All right. So we may not necessarily need to air who we intend to vote for. You know why? You know, we keep saying these things, and then some of us do not even have our PVCs to start with. That's one, too.
Exactly.
Some of us will not even go to the polls on election day. So whether we come on air and say, I'm openly endorsing this person, I'm openly voting for this person.
Doesn't matter.
Uh-huh. So let's just stick with the conversation. It could be anybody. You can choose to vote for Denise,
could
even if
anybody.
I'm not on the ballot
paper.
I'm not on the ballot paper. So you don't necessarily need to declare, I'm voting for this person. Let that be decided on when you go to the polls. Michael from Jaria, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Denise.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Go ahead.
So it's just to bring this person to give him some more popularity or draw everybody's attention on this person.
Mm.
So if all the candidates, for example, get endorsed by the person endorsing is doing is to say, please look at this person a second time.
Mm.
Pay more attention to him. So all of this check of antecedent and all of that should be done quickly by every one of us who have been looking at different candidates, so that we get to know more about them Just that this particular time, it looks like it's too short to do all of this. Perhaps
really?
Some of them should have happened a long time ago. So that Nigerians could do what they need to do, all of these checks we are talking about.
You say but it's too short. I believe.
But it's just to draw more attention to the person.
Okay. When you say it's too short, I don't understand. I mean, from the last general elections, we were expecting the 2023 general election.
You know, the voting masses have a lot of, quite a good number of people are very gullible out there. So, they're already being influenced in different ways, all of this vote buying stuff and all of that.
Okay.
But if the people have gotten orientated or educated about how to go about all of this research before now, and the jingles that are going to happen by the groups or whatever, the civil society people and all of that, perhaps people would have got to know more of this candidate more than they do at the moment. That's why I look at it.
Michael, I just want to ask you one question before I let you go. Do we have to wait until it's an election year before we start, researching on candidates? If we're a country that take our democracy seriously.
Not at all. And that's what I said, it's pretty too short. Perhaps, this endorsement should have been done a long time ago, maybe a year ago. And again, the candidate that is being discussed right now, he just came into the cycle of all of these things, and everybody, a lot of him very well yet. But the good thing that somebody has endorsed him, so let's put more searchlight on him.
All right then, thank you, Michael. Michael says the time is too short. I do not agree for some reason because this is 2023. After the 2023 elections, some of us are already, thinking ahead. Some of us are looking at the next general elections after this one, this year. So we have another 4 years to put our house in order. We have another 4 years to start carrying out research. It may be so much of a difficulty, and this is why some persons may not start declaring their ambition for the next 4 years now or after this year's general election. But, some side talks, some shri here and there already gives you an idea that there's a possibility or that Denise may be contesting in 2027 now? 4 years from now. That's 2027. There's a possibility that Jude may be contesting. Carl may be contesting, for House of Reps or this. So let me just start doing my small research so that when it happens, I'll say, hey, I thought I was going to contest now. I said it. She was going to contest. She was going to declare. And I've already started finding out some little things about him and little things about her. And I already have that one. And I hold it on. I hold on to that which I know. I'm expecting to find more when the declaration is made open. So when you say the time is too short, I don't know. Good afternoon, Didi. Political endorsement by people or figures way ahead of me is one way or the other is not bad. Hold on. Good afternoon, Didi. Political endorsements by people who figure were ahead of me in one way or the other is not bad. However, I'm endowed with good brain and conscience from God. I'm rational, so if they endorse who I have in mind, I can't out of my ego change my mind. And if they endorse what does not suit me or represent me, I cannot be cajoled. So quarrel over endorsements of candidates is a show of immaturity, ego, and selfishness. Thank you. I am Michael. Facebook brethren, let me come to you now. Quickly, before we go on the news break. Chile Edwin says, this is a good question because a passenger has tried it many times and it didn't work. And this is what most persons use to keep themselves relevant. And this is a hoax. Zach Maiva says, for me, none. This other person, Sunday, I swear, Michael says, endorsement is just inconsequential in the upcoming elections. It's the masses that will decide. I believe so many of these candidates will be sent to terminal retirement. Interesting. Okay, so while we prepare for trending stories at 1, I'll just do a recap of everything said so far. For the benefit of those just joining us, this is the Sunny Side of your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. We're talking impact of political endorsement. And I started off by saying that since 1999, when our dear country, Nigeria, began her new democratic experiment, general elections, especially the presidential elections, have attracted special interests, which are most times publicly displayed in form of endorsements. And let me also add that this whole political endorsement thingy is not only at the echelon. Go to universities today when they're having departmental and what's it called now? Departmental and student union elections, the SUG, student union government elections. You see people going to meet one stakeholder to the other. They're trying to seek support and endorsement, you know. So when the past SUG president endorses a particular aspirant, students are saying, for this SUG president to, okay, we will vote for, you know. Or when the past faculty president is endorsing an SUG aspirant. You know how it works. So it's not only at the echelon. Even those small politics we indulge in school, communities, associations, you name it. It's another election year again, and the backing of candidates remains what I like to call an inserting feature in the electioneering process, with several publicity stunts by some groups claiming to represent the interests of the masses through publicly displaying their support for a political office seeker. The intention actually is to make people believe that the person being endorsed is the right candidate. Full stop. Nothing more, nothing less. And as such, the support of the endorsers, and the more the endorsements, the greater the chances of winning, or so it may seem. But then one begins to wonder if the endorsements were truly a determinant to the outcome of the elections. And I gave you a practical example, the 2015 elections that had the former president, Goodluck Jonathan, with all the endorsement not winning. Okay, so back to the question, how much influence does political endorsement have on citizens' decision to voting any candidate? The post is still up on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and then, of course, the Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH.